is my Savior's love for me.
He's been dead for centuries. He helped me this week. But most of all, the Word of God and the Spirit of God, as I meditated on it and said, God, what is it you want to highlight and speak to me through? And he highlighted that 1 Peter, tell these people that you get on Sunday that they are my chosen people, that they are a royal priesthood, that they are a holy nation, and they've been set free to declare the praises of those who don't know him. And I'm back in whatever they do, even if they're just a new believer. I am back in whatever they do. I am with you. God wants to resource you for the kingdom. And so when you're in a spot, turn your attention on the Lord. Don't go there. So how many people want to go somewhere for God? Really? Really? Guess what? I dare you to pray about that then. Does God want you to go? Because if he does, you're going to get there. You say, well, that's impossible. Well, guess what? So's this. Impossible things happen. My doctor said you're crazy. You're going to lose total use of your arm. My doctor said that. Not all doctors would. He said, you still need the surgery. And I thought, you need the $20,000. That's what this is about. That's what I really thought. I don't need that. Kate's got a testimony like that. What was yours? A meniscus tear? Totally healed. Isn't that great? You know, we have the backing of heaven. Let's look at the next one. So our main goal should not to be to raise our standard of living. Now, this is where the rubber hits the road. What happens, we get distracted from all this kingdom stuff because we need to pay mortgages, we need to go to college, we need to, and up goes the list. And I get that, and I'm not against planning, but listen, we are kingdom people. We don't do it like the world. The Bible is very clear. If you want to increase your standard of living, you have to increase your standard of giving. Let's see the next one. But this requires a maturing process. I mean, listen, God wants to grow us into a community that's far more generous than we are. He does. We've got a lot of work to do. God has brought us into this building not to have all these empty seats. It's not about filling this building. But when I prayed about it, I want to get a baptismal here. And I want to see hundreds of people baptized in this building. Do you know why God told me that? I'm not interested in attracting everybody from Engedi here or from Ridgepoint here. God, or Central Wesleyan or Zealand Reform. God bless those ministries. May they prosper. May they grow. But I want to go for people that don't know anything about the kingdom of God. Do you want to join me in that? That's where we want to go. We want to go to places where the kingdom has yet impacted their life. To the guy who wants to murder his wife. To the gay guy who's thinking this is going to be the answer to all his dreams. That's really upset at the moment. I want to go for those people. I want to go for the Muslim man that's going, I don't know how to work my religion in West Michigan. This is going to be hard. Well, guess what? There's doors that are opening. Shall we? And I think this Emmanuel training is a great training for us to actually try and, wouldn't it be cool that when you're with a person, you actually see Jesus show up? How many would like that? And then he's telling you what to do. Wouldn't that be awesome? That's what the Emmanuel training is about, by the way. Emmanuel, God with us, have you heard that? It's getting Christians to really believe that Jesus actually did rise from the dead and is actually with us everywhere we go. Let's go on. The key to abundance in the kingdom, like being, is being a conduit, not a container. Do you know what a container is? What's a container? How many of you got one in your fridge right now? Yep, you got a container. What's a container? It holds things and you usually put a lid on it. And that's how a lot of people do their Christianity. Oh, me and Jesus. Oh, he's so blessed me. I love the Bible, love my time with him, and boom, it's in a container, it's held, right? But God's calling us to be a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, so that we might declare the glory of those. What's a conduit? It's a pipe. It's a funnel. It's something that gets flowed through. So you put it in one end and it comes out the other. And look what this scripture says. For if you give, you will get. Your gift will return to you in full and overflowing measure, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over. Whatever measure you use to give, large or small, will be used to measure what is given back to you. If that doesn't speak of a conduit, I don't know what does. For if you give, you're going to get more. We don't give to get. But if we don't give, we're not going to get. I can tell you that part. Do you get it? We are not to be containers. We're meant to be conduits. I don't know a lot of things. But one thing I know is God has healed me. God has forgiven my sins. God loves me. God chose me to be born in Australia. God chose my family of origin. I believe there's a lot of things you know as well. A lot of people don't know those things. They don't know God loves them. They think their birth was a mistake. In fact, there's a ton of people you probably know think they wish they'd never been born. That's not God's heart. Every kid is a gift from God, right? Do you believe that? Every life is precious. Do you believe that? That message alone could transform people. We have to be conduits. It's time for us to take the lid off and start flowing. It's time for us to be generous with what God's given. Can you do a little inventory in your head? Be honest. How many of you might have a couple of pairs of shoes in their wardrobe they don't need? Come on. This is an older call. A couple. How many of you have got stuff in your pantry that maybe you'll never get to eat? Anybody? How many of you might have clothes hanging up that don't fit you and you just look at it and dream, oh, wow, I wish. See, conduits look at things differently. How much money do I have in my wallet today? Is it for me or for someone else? That's what conduits do. Okay, I'm being bumped off the airline. What's this about? Oh, I can't get back into America. What's this about? See, nothing to us happens by accident. Amen. God designed circumstances. Those people I said, who do you wish knew Jesus right now? I challenge you to ask God, how can I be a conduit for the kingdom to that person? Now's the time. Let's do it. Because Jesus wants to give you life that's full of life. We say, I love that. Whatever song, what was that song, Benjamin, that talked about bringing dead to life? We sang it today. I don't know what it was, but I had that phrase in it. And I thought, that should be the impact of our presence on the earth. Dead things come into life. I think Linda testified to that last week, didn't you, Linda? Praise God. You know, this is what I'm excited about, being a conduit. This church, you know what I realized? We're going to disappear, this church, if we don't start being conduits. We're going to disappear. Unless you start giving what you have, we're going to disappear. It's true for any church. One person can't do this. That's why we're called to be a body. We're a community. The last story I want to talk to you about is this one. Does anybody know what story this is? Can you guess? We don't know her name. She's got two little coins. Has anybody heard this story before? Can I read it to you? May I? It's from Luke chapter 21, verses 1. Yes, 21, verses 1 to 4. And Jesus looked up and he saw the rich putting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow putting in two mites. So he said, truly I say to you that this poor widow has put more in than all. For all these out of their abundance have put in their offerings for God. But she out of her poverty put in all the livelihood she had. This is such a poignant illustration, you know. A widow in Israel at this time is a nobody, a nada. nothing. She's a woman. She has no husband. She's a desk. She's the bottom of the pile sort of person. Not only did she give the two mites, it says it was her whole livelihood. Sort of like shocking to think about, where starvation would have been a reality in that time. And to me, what would motivate someone? What would motivate someone to do that if it isn't the backing of the kingdom of heaven that you believe in? She'd be a fool. What did Eliot say, the missionary that was murdered? He is no fool that lays down his life for something he cannot give, keep, in order to gain something he could never lose. He is no fool. So here's the test today. Take inventory. Are you really a conduit? Could you come and tell me how God, you are being used as a flow through of the blessings of God? If I was to ask you, how have you been blessed by God? How many of you think you could at least write down 10 things on that list? Put your hand up. Actually, everyone. True? How many more realistically? It's going to be a lot more than 10. A lot more. So here's the inventory I want you to take. Are you a container or a conduit? What is God challenging us to do? If our God is the God whose mercies are new every morning, it's almost like I feel God, if he woke up, which he never goes to sleep, so that's a ridiculous statement, but he'd go, you know what? I've got all this stuff today I'm going to give away. And we meet with him and he starts pouring it into our lives. That's what it's like with God. You know, who needs a word of encouragement today? God comes and gives it. Who needs to be comforted today? God comes and gives it. Who needs a little kick up the backside today? God comes and he gives it because he's so generous. God wants us to be his people, his ambassadors. We're not like the world. We're called to be conduits. So take inventory. Think about your food, your table, your house, your neighborhood, your workplace, your travels, your interactions, our children in this church. Are you called to be a conduit to them? How much do little kids need a word of encouragement, or teenagers? We've got to increase and crank up the generosity in this church. We've got a lot of work to do. We've got vision in this place to really impact Grand Valley State University. I'm saying it. Calvin College. The high schools in this area. We are called to do that. I believe God wants us to impact this community that we're meeting, but beyond as well. Into Grand Rapids, into there, but even into the nations. God wants us to, and we can't do it unless we're a conduit. So take inventory. Everybody gets to play in this. Everybody. Cal and Mary, bless me this morning. If you haven't been out there, but all the worship team know what I'm about to say, right? Did they bless you this morning? Sandy, where are you? Did they bless you this morning? Cal and Mary were at the service last week and they decided they're going to come early. They made this absolutely luscious cheesecake slice that if you're too bad, you need to rush right now if there's none left. They thought, well, it was about generosity. How can we be generous? And so they got up this morning, made that and bought it. It was still warm. Amen to that. That's a conduit. You didn't realize that, but I needed that sermon example right now. Thank you for being a conduit. Thank you for doing that. Like, we need to do that to one another and beyond. So the next one is, make I will statements. You know, so often we come to church. One of the reasons we're containers is because we sit on our bottoms. Can I say bum here? Anyway, if I can't, forgive me, bottoms. We sit in church, the container comes on, you walk out and you've just contained all the stuff. You're not going to change unless you do something. I will. So I want you to think right now, shut your eyes. What's the I will statement for you this week? Shut your eyes, because it's pointless me talking here unless we all do something different. So let's just say, come Holy Spirit, this is a ministry time. And when you have an I will statement that God's speaking to you, I want you to stand up. And I'm not going to make you say anything. I just want you, when you've got something that the Holy Spirit's saying, yep, I'm talking to you this morning, I want you to stand up. I want you to encourage one another that the Spirit is here and we're moving in the Spirit. So when you've got something you feel that way, just stand. Thank you. Come, Holy Spirit. Search me, O God. See if there's something you're saying to me today. What am I to do? Especially those ones that we long to have a relationship with you, Lord. What do we need to do? I will, Lord. I will. And this, you're saying this to God, not me. I will, Lord. Yes, I will, Lord. Things got to be different. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. More, Lord. If you're having trouble coming up with an I will statement, here's where what I suggest to do. Why don't you start at not thinking about the I wills, but start at thinking about what you're grateful for. Start there. Start at counting your blessings. It's an old song. It's an old psalm. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. That's the beginning. Because God's not asking you to give out of what you don't have. He's asked you to be a conduit of what you do have. And then that's the area he's going to start saying, I will. You'll get your I wills from. Thank you, Lord. Now, some of you, this could be a really big, for all I know, this could be a life-changing moment for you. And I pray it is. Some of you, it's just a little step in the right direction. Lord, I will go if you call me. I mean, go, leave. Lord, I will share what I have. Lord, I will invite that person. Lord, I will speak that word. They're the I wills. So let's all stand together, shall we? Father, as we've come together as sons and daughters, people of the kingdom of God, I'm very mindful there could be people here that aren't in that relationship with you. And Lord, I would just pray for them right now. And I ask all those that are sons and daughters to pray with me over this right now. We're just going to ask the Holy Spirit to move. That, Lord, you would surprise those individuals who don't even know if you're true with the reality of how much you've blessed them in this life. How much you've loved them. Can you show them how much you love them and how you've called them to be different too? Would you draw them into your kingdom, Lord? Because they were born for a purpose, regardless of what their circumstance is. And I ask that the Spirit of God would bring to life any that feel a little dead or feel a little limited, that you would reinvigorate those people. Hallelujah. Does anybody say amen to that? Do you agree with that? Yes, Lord, let it happen. We pray for that. And if you're that person, all you need to do is open your heart up to Jesus and just say, I don't even know if I believe you, but if you're real, I want you to impact my life. I want to start following you. I want to learn about you. I want to grow in you. That's how all this begins. At least that's how it began for me. Open your heart to him. Open your heart to him. And those others that are already his sons and daughters, Benjamin had a prophetic word this morning. I think it's right now, Benjamin, that he sensed, as it is spring and many of you are turning over the sod and soil in your garden, preparing the garden, God's calling you into a season of new planting and new growth. And God wants you to turn up that soil and to do some new things, to get your giving in the right place, get going in that area. Growth's going to come and you're going to grow spiritually. Benjamin really had that stir in his heart that as we see this, as we work in our own gardens, God's doing that in our lives. Amen. And so how many of you would receive that word and say, God, let it happen to me. I want growth in my life. I need more in my life. God, I want to be a person that's true of Abraham. You're blessed to be a blessing. Receive that Abrahamic call. Every one of you here at Wild Vineyard, I pray for you as your pastor right now that you would be blessed to be a blessing. And it will be like the little boy with the lunch. You would receive the backing of heaven as you step out in faith. You will receive blessing. It will be multiplied to you. The kingdom will come as you step out. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Amen. Receive it. If you receive it, just really receive it. Say, thank you, Lord. I pray for some of you people that go to work this week that your eyes will be open, that you will see people that God puts on your heart and you go, God, you want me to be a conduit. You will be, and some of you go to school, the same thing. Some of you who drive into your neighborhood, the same thing. Be a conduit, not a container. So now I bless you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, whose kingdom's coming is here and will continue to come. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth through us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You are free to go. Have a great Mother's Day.